y'all. Things are worse than ever. We learned about that tunnel collapse that happened in September. There was a ballistic missile that Saudi Arabia intercepted. There was a shooting in Texas in a church. 27 dead. Oon is the bane of my existence. What is he doing? Honestly, in a very paranoid and terrified moment, I heard a strange noise outside this afternoon. And I was freaking out. The sky changed, seemingly changed color. I ran to the window. My heart was pounding ferociously. It felt hot. There was a glow in the distance to the left outside. I had heard the most eerie, unnerving noise. I was convinced that a bomb had just been dropped. It was just a car. That was a weird car. A very weird sounding automobile. And it was the sun. It was the setting sun. It was the setting sun. And it was hot because I was standing right above the heater. But boy, howdy. I am just on edge, more so than ever. I swear, this might very well be the last episode. I don't know. I'm shooting from the hip this time. You probably noticed that I was reading off of a script I'd written, a very pretty unself-aware melodramatic script. It's a little embarrassing. It was kind of clunkily, soap opera-ly written. I'm clearly not reading from a script today. You know the drill. Unless this is your first episode you're listening to, which really, listen to the first two episodes. My name is Alex. I'm an art student. I am terrified. You know, one way or another, I feel like the world's about to end and I won't be able to reach my potential as an artist. So I'm making this podcast to share all my ideas that have never come to fruition, that I have not actually created, all the ceaseless ideas that swarm around in my mind. That's what this podcast is about. Getting those ideas out there so that someone can hear them, so that they're just out in the world somehow. In case I die a premature death and never get to realize any of them. And you may think I'm being dramatic, but I'm a paranoid individual, but I am legitimately worried. I think like the entire population honestly is having some anxiety issues. Like these threats, these very real threats, especially the nuclear war, are hanging over everyone's heads and nagging them in the back of their mind or in the forefront of their mind. It's really unhealthy for the nation, for the world. I think everyone needs to be seeing a therapist right now. I know I should be. It's weird. When I finally talked to a therapist for the first time a couple years ago, and I had always looked forward to having a therapist because I was looking forward to spilling everything, you know, finally someone I could be completely open with about everything. Boy, I lied to her. I was not honest with her at all. It was funny how much the years before I had one, I was looking forward to being honest and open with somebody. But once I actually sat there, I just couldn't do it. And she was the nicest lady and had super sweet, cute dogs. I just couldn't do it. But anyway, sorry. So I got a couple story ideas for y'all, and I got another Jell-O piece. And I'm excited for that one. No, it's not a piece, sorry. None of these are pieces. None of these music selections I will ever share with you are pieces. They are tunes. I'm terrible at developing tunes into full-fledged pieces of music. I come up with tunes like that. I'm great at coming up with melodies, but I suck at developing them. Let's get to it. Last time, episode 2, I saved the music for last. This time I'll do it first. How about that? All right? Cool. Fuck me. I never messed up on this. I do that in a slower pizzicato version of that piece too, so I guess tell me which one you like better. Hey everybody, I apologize if there's any kind of drop in audio quality for the rest of the episode. I had to switch audio hardware because the box I was using previously was suddenly totally shitting the bed. Anyway. I have I have a story, and I have, an installation idea. So, this story that I'm going to share with you all is one of my most treasured story ideas. This would ideally be a movie, a grand, epic fantasy film. Or it could be a novel, but I just I have such a vivid, not only a vivid image of all the characters and the setting, but I really, really want the soundtrack to be entirely composed of Gordon Lightfoot songs. He's just such a storyteller, and his music has such like a nostalgic fantasy storybook vibe to it. It's just exactly what I'm looking for. It's kind of laid back, and this is a laid back fantasy. Like everyone speaks in modern English, and they're all kind of casual. I mean, they're in super like traditional fantasy garb, and they're like traditional fantasy creatures they interact with. But I really want it to feel, dialogue-wise, I want it to feel like some sort of mix between a Linklater film or a Tarantino film. My title right now for it is called Fateless. It'll follow a few different storylines. There is a storyline of the witch whose son comes back from traveling from distant lands, and she absolutely loves him. She so happy to see him. And there is the storyline with the princess and her lover. He has to go away because he's a sailor. One of the industries for the kingdom is whale hunting for it's whaling for whale oil and whale blubber, and so he goes off on a whaling ship for a long journey, and you know, they miss each other dearly, and then there is the storyline with the lumberjacks encroaching on the griffin's nest, and then these all kind of revolve, all these issues revolve around the king, because they all kind of come to a head, and he is the center of it. And he has to deal with all these problems. You're still recording, right? Yeah, okay. So the way these different stories play out is like this. The king is... He sends his army out for a battle to stop this encroaching neighbor kingdom from seizing some land, some strategic land, and it happens at a very inopportune time because it's just after the witch's son returns home from traveling. And he is called to battle, and she, you know, she's very forlorn. And sure enough, he dies in the battle, and she is horribly distraught. And she also becomes very enraged at the king, not just because he sent her boy to die, but because he sent his boy to die, her son. She had her son with the king many years ago when she was younger and extremely beautiful. She kind of seduced him, as witches, you know, are traditionally wont to do. And, you know, she So she plans to, like, confront him in front of his whole court, like, you sentenced your son to death. So the way the second storyline plays out is that on the whaling ship, the young man, the princess's lover, he meets, he befriends a fellow sailor who he eventually discovers to be a woman in disguise. She was taking potions to hide aspects of her femininity, like her breasts. She had cut her hair, and she got these potions from that very same witch, and there'll be a little Easter egg, like, when you see the witch tinkering around in her hut, you'll notice that there's, like, a line of vials of different colored liquids, and that one of them is gone, and that's the one that the woman uses on the ship to disguise into a man. She doesn't completely disguise into a man, but she just temporarily alters some aspects of her sex so that she can blend in. But he promises to keep her secret because they had already become friends, and they both have to contend with this bigger issue at hand, which is that there is a sea monster that has been causing problems for the ship. At first, it just starts protecting the whales from them and from their spears. But then one day, it outright attacks their ship and starts destroying it. And so then they're both caught up in the middle of that. There's an element that I'm not sure whether I want to add, which is that the woman has disguised herself on the ship because she wants to save the whales from the sailors. And that would give her more of a specific reason to be there than just wanting to be a sailor, but not being able to because she's a woman. I guess, you know, because I don't know which one of those motives I want to use, whether she just wanted to be a sailor but couldn't because she was a woman, or whether she wanted to sneak on there with the precise purpose of, with a specific purpose of infiltrating it to like sabotage their mission and save the whales. But anyway, if I do go with the second option, then she tries to get her new friend, this young man, to go along with it. She tries to induct him. She doesn't have like a group, as far as I know. As far as the story knows, she's working alone. But she tries to like make her see his way and make him see her way, and it works. Like if I'm going with that motive, it works, and he actually becomes more into it than she does. And after a while, especially once the shit hits the fan and the monster puts them all in mortal danger, he's still just thinking about the whales, and she is thinking more about her own hide, which is totally understandable. But yeah, I'm still not sure which way I'm going to go on that, on what her motive would be. The Griffin storyline So logging is another big industry that the kingdom has, and these lumberjacks are felling a ton of trees, and they start one day encroach on the ancient, powerful griffin's nest, and it has some babies in it, you know, some falling trees, you know, almost totally smashed the nest. They didn't, but they almost did, and the griffin gets very riled up and starts to attack the lumberjacks, but you know, restrains itself, and instead just scares them off and flies to the kingdom and demands to speak to the king. And a full-on this storyline almost becomes like a full-on courtroom drama, because the griffin just struts into the court and the king's court, and it's a very stately creature, and demands an audience with the king and his board, and wants to what does he want to do? He wants to basically it wants to lodge a complaint, and in a way, I don't know if they use the word sue, but in a way, it actually kind of wants to it's a civil case. It wants to stop the king and the kingdom from encroaching on its land. And so it's all about, like, this storyline becomes all about the griffin arguing for itself against two of the king's advisors who act as lawyers, and kind of dig deep into the castle's annals to see what you know, if they can find any, like, dirt on the griffin, or if they can find any loopholes. they find something eventually that's, like, damning against the griffin. Like, there was some ancient law about how the griffin is supposed to be the protector of a certain section of of the woodland, and it was actually out of its ancient jurisdiction, and you know, it's kind of like a back and forth like that, and this is happening parallel to the other two storylines, and you know, as this court case is drawing out, being drawn out, the king is having to deal with this potential war with this neighboring kingdom, and with this whaling vessel that is has been attacked and can't finish its mission, and you know, he'll soon have to deal with this witch confronting him during this whole courtroom drama, like right in front of everybody, and yeah, it's I've been very excited about telling this story for a while. The main characters would, of course, be the king and the griffin and the witch and the young man and the princess. Yeah, and she's just kind of, she's trying to bond with him while her lover is gone on the ship. And she's also worried because she starts hearing about how it's been attacked. Yeah, it's a loaded ensemble piece. Very excited to tell the story. Right, and I have an installation piece. I tried doing a version of this freshman year of college, and it was pretty bad. I didn't rehearse it very much, and the drawings were kind of crappy. But I have this idea where I, it's for like a live performance in front of a projected image of a, like an obstacle, of an animation, not one image, a projected animation of like an obstacle course. And I like act out going through it. Like I reach out my hand and make it like a turning motion, and a doorknob turns on the video and opens, and I, you know, walk in place, and I go through the door, and, you know, like they say, there's a man blocking an archway. You know, I have to like play fight in place, and it would sync up with like the man like being hit. Yeah, and I would like have to say like there's a rope that the screen comes to. I would like, you know, pretend to climb a rope in place, and the animation would like go up a cliff, and you'd see the top of a cliff, and I would pretend to, I would play like I was pulling myself up over the edge of a cliff, and yeah, it would just be different things like that. And I'd have like a little like pedestal of props next to me, to make it a little more immersive and entertaining for like viewers, audience members. Yeah, I can imagine this being in like an exhibition or like a temporary thing in a museum, or just like a gallery or something like that. It would be live performance. You know, and I'd want to put a lot of effort into the animation. I wouldn't have to animate my character. The character would just be me live. The only thing that would be animating would be the progression of, it would be like, if you were looking at it, if you were just watching the animation, it would be as if it was in first person perspective. And so it would just be like someone going through the different obstacles. So yeah, I did a pretty poor version of that several years ago, and I just would want to do like a super professional, in-depth, very well rehearsed version of it, with really, really, with a really interesting, distinctive art style, really smooth animation, and like a really committed performance from myself. Yeah, it would just be kind of fun. So that's it for this episode. Stay safe, everybody. Hope you like hearing the, I don't know if anyone will ever, like, I still haven't, at this point, sorry to part the kimono here. At this point, I still haven't released any of my episodes. I have no idea if anyone will ever listen to any of these. I just hope they will. I could just be blowing smoke up my ass, thinking that anyone would ever listen to these. Anyway. All right. See everybody later. Well, I won't see any of you all, and you won't see me. You're not viewers. You're listeners. And if I keep babbling on, you won't be anything, because you will have grown just exceedingly annoyed at me. All right. Bye.